Okay, Rabbeisai, we're starting a brand new parak. Today's daf is daf Samach Vov Omer Aleph. And a lot of what we're going to learn now in the Mishnah and the Gemara, we've learned bits and pieces already, and our Mishnah kind of brings it all together. As you recall, there's a difference between the Chatasa Oif and the Oilasu Oif. There are a number of differences. The main three differences that we always focus on is, number one, Legabi the Malika. How extensive was the Malika when it comes to the din of a Chatas Oif? The Torah is very, very clear, and it says, V'lo Yavdil. What says V'lo Yavdil? That when you go and do the Malika, the Kohen should only go through one Simen and not through both Simanim. What's the Loshon HaPosik? V'hevi Oisim al HaKohen. V'hekrev es asher l'chatos rishoyna, chatos, u'molak es roishmu, orpoi v'lo yavdil, don't be matal. However, we said, that's only by the chatos oif, by the oilas oif, one was matal. In fact, not only did the koyin go and sever both simonim, even severed the head from the rest of the body, and therefore, there were two times, if you will, that you had the zrika of the oilas oif onto the mizveach, the Chelik HaRoish and the Chelik HaGuf, both were put on the Mizbeach. So that was one Nafkimina, the Gabi, the Havdolah. Another Nafkimina was with respect to the number of Zrikois. I call it Zrikois as a generic term. When it comes to the Dam, what did they have to do? When it came to the Korban Chatos, I guess because of the severity of the Chet, you had to have two parts to these Rika Saddam. The Hiza Midam Achatas al Kiram Mizbeach. First, there was a Hazor. Hazor is not your traditional Zrika from a Mizrak, because the amount of blood that you had in the tzavar of this little bird was really very, very minimal. So all the Kohen did was he held it in his hand and he gave a shokel, he gave a spritz towards the Kiram Mizbeach, and one or two drops perhaps went out onto the kir. Va'anisha ba'dom yimotze, whatever's left over, you have to do the mitzeh adam by giving a kvetch. Mashenki, when it comes to the oilas oif, you only had the mitzoy, there's no din of hazah. Finally, the third nafkimina was the gabi, the location. Where does one do the chatas oif and the oilas oif? So, the Mishnah is back on Samach Dalid Amid Beis, but the chatas oif, it was done Lemata, Masha'inkin, the Oilas Oif was done Lemala. Now, the words Lemata, Lemala are typically referring to the Chut HaSikra, which is true, but the Oilas Oif, not only was it done Lemala, the Chut HaSikra, he also was Olala Kevish, he went up the ramp to be able to go and do the Oilas Oif. Fine, Al Tzai is a Git. We discussed yesterday two topics which we came a little bit, if you'll say, unanswered. And that is, we typically assume that when you're talking about the Malika, that the bird was held entirely in the hand, the right hand, and the Kohen, one of the Avodas HaKoshesh B'Migdash, was that even though he's holding the bird in that hand, he's also doing the Malika at the same time. And then we saw the picture in the Arskol Mishnayis, which suggested, in fact, it was a two-handed thing, that the Kohen was holding the bird in his left hand, and he was doing the Malika with the right hand. I saw everybody was all tzekocht and tzerida, tzechisht and tzemisht yesterday, what those words mean, that they were agitated, anxious, full of anxiety, irritation, aggravation, etc. So I did a little bit of research on it, and it turns out, in fact, that it's a machloikis rishayim. Where's the machloikis rishayim? First we have a Rambam. Just conveniently I have a Rambam here with me. And the Rambam here in the Pirush HaMishnayis on the Mishnah of yesterday, or 2 days ago, was Dr. the Rambam. Says the Rambam, the Seder Malika's Chata Sa'oifu, Seder the Malika, Sheyachoyz Shtei Raglov, B'Shtei Etzpo Oisov, Miyodei HaSmolis. He's holding it with his left hand. Etc., etc. So in fact, although the actual Malika was done with the right hand, you know, all Avodas in the Midrash were done with the right, you learn it from the Din of Metzora, where it says, Etzbe Yodeh HaYimonis, Boyin Ragle HaYimonis, Boyin Etzbe, etc., all the psukim that we've had in the past, but nevertheless, according to the Rambam, the Kohen held the actual bird in his left hand, and then he severed the Mula Oirif with his right hand. That's the Rambam's view. It sounds like that from Rashi of yesterday as well. Where does it sound like that? Because Rashi says, if you go back, this is Rashi on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi is about 8 lines before the white line, before the wide lines down below. Umeseach Tzavora. Tzavora is the groina, that's the groin means the throat area. Hatachtoin. Meiteach al roichev hachitzoin shel gudl. That is spread out on the width of the gudl, meaning of the thumb. Shemachlis atzaver bein etzba the gudl. He puts the tzaver in between the first finger and the second finger, that is the thumb and the pointer finger. Nimtza hagoroin litzad gudloi. So therefore the goroin is now on the side of the gudl, meaning of the thumb. Umoischai al gudloi va'oiref milmala umoilik. So you're talking about that the goroin is letzada gudl, the back of it is on top of the gudl, al-gudl, he spreads it out on the gudl, the ha'oiref mal u'moylik, and now the oiref is on top of that gudl, he does a malika. It would seem to be an impossibility that if you have the bird in the koyin's hand, and the throat is towards the gudl, the thumb, and the oiref is mal upwards, how could he go and then take that same gudl and go and do the malika? So although Rashi doesn't say it expressly, it would seem that Rashi agrees to the Rambam that in fact you have to do the malika by holding it in the left hand, and then the tzavra of the bird is now onto that left thumb of the left hand, and now he does a malika with the right hand. However, at the same time, the Shita Mekubetz says, I wasn't able to easily find it here because they take out a lot of the words as a result of the Shinui Neschais. But here in another Gemara where they have Shita Mekubetzes Ois Yud Dalid, Vajokto, the Gemara is also the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes addresses this, if you will, head on. He says, Roichav Gudloi, V'oif Acher Yodoi, Umeyekem Tzavor Ha'oif El Gudloi, Uba'oisai Goydel Atzmoi, Moilek, Kicholua Voidois Nasis Biyamin. Oh, see, he's saying that although it's stretched out onto, next to, on the bottom of that Gudl, Uba'oisai Goydel Atzmoi, with that very same Gudl, he does a Malika, Kicholua Voidois Nasis Biyamin, because all the Avoidis have to be done Biyamin. Ulakachoisa Avoidakosha Shimamichus. And that's why it was so difficult that in the very same hand that he's holding the oif, he also has to go do the malikas oif with his right hand. So we have machloikis whether the oif was being held in the right hand or being held in the left hand. So whether it was two hands involved or just the single hand of the right. So a machloikis. Yes, ma'am. This is oif yadalid here on the bottom, second wide line. The one I can give the Rambam as well, so you'll have both of them. So that was with respect to one-handed malika. So the picture that you saw in the art school that had the two hands, that's going according to the Rambam, as well as apparently according to Rashi, that requires two hands to be involved. So now you're going to ask, so what's the avoidus kosher shibam mikdash? So the mafarshim that according to the Rambam, it's having to use the strength of your boyhin yad to go and cut through the back of the oirith of this little bird, because after all, it does require a fair amount of pressure. This is not like shchita, where you're not allowed to do any pressure. It has to be from the sharpness of the knife. Here, it's only through the pressure of putting in the nail and cutting through that that's what causes the malika. So you got to put a lot of pressure there, and that makes it the great difficulty. Presumably also the holding in the left hand, the combination of the two, makes it difficult. But if you're holding it, it's in the right hand, then it's really difficult. Okay, so that was one issue that we discussed yesterday, so in fact it's a machlekes. Another issue that we left unresolved, and this was Barry's question, back on Samachayim and Beis, we spoke about what happens if the person, the Kohen, who's doing the Avodah, who's doing the Malika, if he was Mavdil V'chatas Ho'oif. What means he's Mavdil V'chatas Ho'oif? It says, Loyavdil. And this Kohen was Mavdil by going through both Simonim. So our Mishnah said that that's possible. Possible. The Blazer of Shimon said that it's kosher. And in other words, but if you're Mavdil, it works. And the more asked my Benayu, what's the svara, what's the basis of their machloikas. The Gemara gave three pshatim. We're not going to go through all three pshatim because that took us about a half an hour, which is what Rabbi Shai was complaining about earlier, or at least noting with some with some negative connotation. So our Gemara says, oh, Mirabba. But Barry said it was wonderful, good, so we'd have to make shalom between the two. Anyway, so Gemara said, what's the nafkimina? Oh, he did the taka, the havdalah, by doing both. Question is, what happens if you just leave out the mitzui hadak? Why? Because remember, we have a machloikis, not a machloikis, we had a distinction between the chatas oif and the oivas oif. With the chatas oif, you have to do both the hazo'ah and the mitzui. When it comes to oivas oif, you only have to go and do the mitzui alone. So, says the Gemara, I have a good idea. Leave out the mitzui by this chatas oif. If, according to the Tanakhama that holds, that it's ma'akev, ayayay. I can't just go and leave out that mitzui hadam because of the fact that if I just do the havdola of the oif and I leave out the mitzui, you know what's going to happen is it's going to look exactly like an oif sa'oif. Oif sa'oif is possible. So you remember that Barry was pushing on the same point at least six or seven different times, even though it was only once or twice, so that's why I felt that it was six or seven times, that why don't you just look at the location? Because since the oil sa'if has to be made l'malam and akevish, and since the chatas oif is made down below, so doesn't that show the best indication that that's a chatas oif and not an oil sa'if? Did you ask that question multiple times? Okay. Anyway, so l'choida the kasha is nisht geferlich. Why is it nisht geferlich? Because as you recall, when it comes to the chatas oif, the Gemara said as far as the location of the malika of the chatas oif, that can be done anywhere within the Beis Hamikdash, within the Azara, within the Mizbeach. There was no particular place where you had to go and do that. Where did we have that Gemara? We had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first told us the location of the Chatas Oif. It told us about three different things, which were Lamala Lamata. The Mishnah Gemara said, state on the Mishnah back on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. What it say in the Mishnah? Chatzas Oif Hoyse Nasas O Keren Droimis Marovis U Bechol Makoim Hoyse Ksheira Elazeh Hoyse Mekoima. And you remember the Gemara said here. You just said now it's got to be the Keren Droimis Marovis down below. And like the Mishnah said, Shloish Devarim Hoyse Oise Keren Mishemeshes Milmata. One of them was Chatzas Oif. And yet you're saying the same Mishnah Bechol Makoim Hoyse Ksheira. So make up your mind. Is it down below? Or is it Bechol Makom? So the Gemara asked already that question. And the Gemara responded and said that when it comes to the Malika Moka Bechol Makom B'Mizbeach Ksheira, however, when it comes to the Mitzvah and the Hazor, that has to be a Chatzas Oif, it has to be Lamata and Lamala. So therefore, the fact that you're doing the Malika on the Kevish of the Mizbeach, in other words, although the Chatzas Oif normally was down below, if it was busy or whatever, and this Kohen likes to be oilig dula, if he went on top of the kevish, he can do it there. So that in itself would not be an indication whether it's an oilas oif or a chatas oif, because you can do a chatas oif anywhere. The oilas oif apparently you could not do anywhere. It had to be dafka, the malika on top of the kevish. That's a mashmois of the Gemara. It has to be dafka above. But the chatas oif can be done anyway. So therefore, the location of the chatas oif is not a giveaway whether it's a chatas oif or an oilas oif. Therefore, it depends on what the form of the malika was, mita havdola, un havdola, and whether or not you did the mitzoy or you just relied on hazor or not. So hopefully that addresses your questions. If you're assuming that you're still bothered, mitzvah after the shiur will continue. Getting back to the Mishnah now, you have the chatas oif, sha'aso'o lemata, Kimasi chatos, l'shem chatos is ksheira. This introduction to the Mishnah is very, very straightforward, and there are no chidushim over here. What it's telling us is, this is the way you're supposed to do a chatos oif. You're supposed to do it lamata, right? Only the oifus oif lamala, chatos oif is lamata. It's supposed to be kimasi chatos, like we just explained, for instance, v'lo yavdil, don't cut through both, only cut through one. As well as you're supposed to do a hazor together with a mitzvah. And you did a l'shem chatos, as the kohen is doing the malika or the mitzvah, he's saying, Rabbi, say l'shem chatos mitzvah, we're doing a chatos. We're not doing an oil. Oh, to children. Of course, that's kosher. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. In fact, if you look at the first Tosfos in the new Perek, Tosfos says, Zuhi mitzvosa. It's really just an introduction to the next few cases where we're going to talk about various psulim. Okay, so continuing on. Third line of the Mishnah. What happens? You did a masa chattis. You did a perfect chattis the way you're supposed to. Lo yavdil mete azo mete mitzoy. Everything was perfect. However, the kohen had in mind the shame oila. What happens now? This is a case of shuloi lishma. Why is it shuloi lishma? Because we learned in the first Mishnah, called as vachem shenizbuchu shuloi lishma mksheidim. Elishloi olabam shemchoi vachot from
chatas and pesach.
And this is a chatas. And the chatas oif is just like the chatas behema. If you do it shuloi lishma, it's possible. What happens if you did a kemasa oila lishem chatas? No, in terms of the machshava, you mean chatas and chatas and chatas. However, you did kemasa oila. What's the kemasa oila? So Rashi being Gemara Mefarish to Shoni B'Mai. We'll have to wait to the Gemara to see what the Shinui was that he did at Kemasa Oila. Are we talking about in terms of the Malika? Are we talking about in terms of the Hazor, the Mitzoy? That we have to wait for the Amidais. Next case, Kemasa Oila to Shem Oila. Here he really botched up, if you like that term. What? It's a Chachatas. He did a Kemasa Oila. And he did it l'shem oila, and of course that's possible. That's a double apostle. This, of course, is quite obvious. It's like zu ve'ein tzarech leimer. Once I said that, if I messed up on one of them, either in the masa I did it masa oila instead of chatas, or I had a machshava to do it as an oil instead of chatas. Both of those are said that it's possible. If I did a kemasa oil, of course it's possible. The final case of the chatas oiv is a so'o lemala kemasa kulan. So lemala is those parts where you're supposed to do lemata, he did lemala, and he did kemasa kulan. Kemasa kulan, explains Rashi, means like any one of the foregoing that we spoke about. In other words, he did the maisa properly. It was a maisa chatas, but he did lemala. Or he had the machshava of an oila, but he did it lemala. Or he did everything. He did alis, the masa chatas, l'shem chatas. Every aspect was perfect except for location, location, location. That he did it lemala. Oi, chatas oif lemala. We're talking, of course, about either the hazo or the mitzoy. Because in terms of the Malika, we already spoke about that a minute ago, that the Malika could be anywhere. The Malika's chatas oif bechol mokim kosher. So we're talking about where it's ma'ake, the hazor, the mitzvah, if he did that lamala. Even though kimase kulam, in every other respect, he did it like any one of the other things that we spoke about. In other words, kimase chatas, l'shem chatas, kimase chatas, l'shem oil, kimase oil, l'shem chatas, kimase oil, l'shem oil, all the foregoing, all those cases, truly he's possible. We're going to talk about this more next session. Right, now we turn channels from Chatas Oif to Oilas Oif. So if you wanted to, in some of the newer Gemaras, they put two dots, or at least one dot, to show that we're starting something fresh. Okay, and we start again with the same type of introduction. Oilas Oif shaso lemala, kimasa oila, l'shem oila. In other words, he did it an oila perfect situation. He did lemala, oilas oif lemala. He did it kimasa oila, in terms of the malika, in terms of the mitzvah, everything perfect like an oila, and he did l'shem oila, l'shem oila's mitzvah. Of course, it's shared, it's kosher. But what happens now if he switched? Kimasa oila l'shem chatos, he did a masa oila perfectly. However, he had a mind l'shem chatos. Oh, that reminds us again of the first Mishnah on Daf Beis. Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shalei l'shman k'sherim, elishalei ol l'balim shem choyva. Oh, so that's one of these, that's an oila. We're not talking about the chatos, we're talking about the oila soif. So if he did it kimasa oila, and he had in mind l'shem chatos, k'sher it's kosher, elishlei ol l'balim shem choyva, elishlei ol l'balim. The balim will have to bring a brand new carbon. Otherwise, it's a kosher carbon. Kimasa chatos l'shem oila. What happens? He did the oila, but he did it kimasa chatos. Now what does that mean that he made masa chatos? Once again, Rashi says, Mar Mefarish the Shoni B'mai. We'll see where the differences lie in terms of this was an oilas oif, and he did a kimasi chatos. Well, the Shemoyla, the Kavon of Ingut, I'm making the Shemoyla. Or, Kimasi Chatzis, the Shem Chatzis. Here it's really bad, it's an Oida. So if he had in mind both for Chatzos, it would still be kosher, but he also did a Masa Chatzis. No, once he did a Masa Chatzis, Psula, what's the definition of Masa Chatzis? Gemara will tell us on the Amid Bey shortly. Finally, Asol Lamata Kimasa Kulan. He has this oilas oif. He did it lamata instead of lamala. Kimasa kulan, regardless of whatever else he did in the mixture. In other words, Rashi again uses the same expression. Kimasa echon mikol elu. Any one of the foregoing. Meaning, although this was done lamata, he had in mind lamusha l'shem oila, or he did it kimasa oila, or both kimasa oila and l'shem oila, or kimasa chatas l'shem chatas. It makes no difference. Bottom line, he did a lamata, it's possible. Fine. Jacques gets the Gemara. Now, the Gemara here is simple. You just have to halt cop of this. That means one has to concentrate because the Gemara keeps on going back. From Malika to Mitzi, and Mitzi to Malika, and Chata Soif, Oder Soif. It's all very Geschmack, but you have to, in Yiddish, Madaf halt and cop. Jacques Gemara, we said in the Reisha, first we're going to focus on the Chata Soif, as you'll see. Halfway down the Gemara, before the Mishnah, you see it says Oilas Oif. So, at this point, we're talking about Chatas Oif. What happens to this Chatas Oif? He made a Shinoi. What was the Shinoi? Says the Mishnah, he went and did Kimase Oila L'shem Chatas. The Kavona was good, but the Maisa was a Maisa Oila. Says our Mishnah, it's possible. Zok Timara, the Shoni B'mai. What was the Shinoi that he did with this Chatas Oif? That he made it look like and appear to be an oilas oif. Ilema deshani b'malika. If you're telling me he made the shinui in the malika, what's the shinui in the malika? The gam bechatzas oif. It's lo yavdil. You only do one sim. But if it's an oilas oif, you have to cut through both simonim. Ah, so that was the shinui that he made from one sim into two simonim. Says our Mishnah, it's possible. Namely, like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. L'chor, it's not like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon that we had yesterday. What did Blazer Reb Shimon say yesterday? Omer Shemati, Shemavdil Mechatzas Oif. That b'diavad, if you're mavdil Mechatzas Oif, it's kosher. Not that you're allowed to be mavdil lechatchila. The Torah says v'lo yavdil. So what means Shemati, Shemavdil Mechatzas Oif? So Rashi said already yesterday, Mavdil and Shem Hivdil Loi Pasal. The reason why the Gemara brought it yesterday is because the Gemara had the earlier Mishnah that we had in the previous parak, where it says an oilas oif. If you were mavdil, it's possible. Said the Gemara, masnis into like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, because Reb Blazer Reb Shimon said befeirish that mavdilim mechatzas oif. That b'diavad, if you were mavdil, it's kosher. Ah, so now our Mishnah, although it uses different lashonis, repeats the same halacha from the previous parak. And says once again, by your chatas oif, if you were mishana and you made it like an oilas oif, it's possible. So are we talking about malika? If we're talking about malika, we're going to make the same deal that we made yesterday. That what was the shinoi in malika? This was, he was mavdil instead of not being mavdil, lo yavdil. Oh, and then it's possible. That's not Kripshul B'Rav Shimon, because B'Rav Shimon said that b'diyam v'shemati shemavdil, you can be mavdil with chatas oif.
How can he contradict a scriptural verse?
Yeah, that yesterday.
Okay, so forget it.
No, you don't have to forget it. Well, Yavdil is l'chatchila. What's the din b'diavad?
I'm saying, why? I mean, why b'diavad should a diavad exist if the scriptural verse is very clear?
Because there are many, many mitzvahs and many requirements in the Torah. If you want to do it properly with all hidurim, you do it like it says in the Torah. The question is, if you messed up and you missed out on a detail here or a detail there, does that mean the whole thing is worthless? Or it means that you didn't do it the way you're supposed to, but it doesn't
matter. So we're showing in the Mishnah, if you didn't have we're showing that if the devil's in the details, because we see other cases that if you're off a bit, it's possible. So why in this scenario is there more forgiveness for not having devil in details?
Okay, so let's get back to your the specific details of your devil detail question in a moment. But let's start off with the first Mishnah HaMasechta. Anytime a person brings a carbon, the Kohen has to have, the person who's doing the Avodah has to have the purest of machshavas.
Right.
One of those machshavas is to do it lishma, lishem that particular car.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you didn't do lishma?
Possibly.
You're a bad guy. Why you're a bad guy? Because we learned in another Mishnah that there are seven kavanas you're supposed to have lechatchila to make this into a kosher carbon. Among them, to have in mind that this is the carbon that we're bringing, that it's oila lishem oila, chatzos lishem chatzos, kishlamam lishem shlam. Another one is shini balim, that Yankel's bringing it, don't have in mind for beryl. Another thing you have to mind, lishem Hashem. Another one has to be lishem reyach, lishem nichoyach, which is nachas ruach lefanat. And so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different kavanas, one of the Tanoim said, you know, I have a good idea. There was a Tanai Bezdin, just say, I'm doing it the way it's supposed to be done, and you don't have to go into the intricate machshavas. What happens if you had a Kohen that messed up? Well, how did he mess up? He's in the middle of shechting. It doesn't have to be a Kohen, it could be the one that's doing the shechita. He's shechting, this was intended for an oila, and he has in mind for a shlam. Or it was a shlamim, and he had in mind for an oila. Says our Mishnah, it's a kosher carbon, it's olishim, it's alishli ol balam shum chayv. What does that mean? That although you can continue conducting yourself with this carbon as if it was a normal, regular carbon, so therefore if it's an oila, even though you had in mind for a shlamim, you can put it on the mizbeach, lechatchila, no problem. If it was a shlamim and he had in mind for an oila, no problem, you go and put the aymarin on the mizbeach, you go and give the basar to the balim, you go and give the kahanim, the chaz v'shaik. However, le'ol le'balim shum chayva. The balim still have to bring a brand new carbon. They were not yotzei with their carbon. So let me ask you a question. But didn't the Torah specify that it has to be l'shma, it has to be l'shem, this particular carbon? How does it work with the evet? So you see that this idea of lechatchilas and b'diavad is already baked into the first Mishnah of our Masech. Yes, lechatchila you have to have it, lishma. But if you didn't do lishma, it also works, but you got to bring a brand new carbon. In certain very exceptional cases, such as a karm chatas or a karm pesach, and according to
Rabbi Lezer and Asham.
Rabbi Yossi, or was it Ben Amos? Okay, whoever it happens
sorry,
to be.
Sorry,
it's
you.
Okay, no problem, we're still friends. But the point is, there are certain kabbanas where, in fact, it is ma'akif. What means ma'akif? If you did it shalei l'shma, it was a chatas, and you had mine for an oila, no good. You take it and you throw it on the Beis Hadeshen and you burn it up because it's a psul karbon. Ah, so you see that there is this distinction that in certain kabbanas, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's ma'akif, if you mess up, no good, psul. Lechatchila b'diavad, no good. But in certain other kabbanas, though lechatchila you have to have lishma. Yeah, it's been answered. Good. Okay, no problem. It's fine. It's all late. No, okay. No problem. No problem. In certain other kabbanas, however, there lechatchila you have to do it one way, but b'diavad it's another way. In fact, you'll recall that back on the Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara said, "How come this is different than, for instance, the case of a get?" With the get, you have to do it lishma because it says the cost of law save the grace. And if it was not lishma, the get is worthless. It's foolish. So each time we're learning it from, as you call it, scriptural verses, why sometimes it's only chatila and sometimes it's ma'akev b'di'evan. When it comes to the din of l'yavdil, the Gemara had the mesoira based on drashas that yes, avad l'chatila by the chatas don't be ma'akev. But if you were ma'avdil, the diavad it's still kosher according to Rabbi Loza B'Rib Shimon. According to the Mishnah, our Mishnah, the Mishnah in the back of the previous parak says, no, you mess up in this detail, as you say, the devil is in the details, no good. Says Rabbi Loza B'Rib Shimon, no. I heard Shemati, meaning from my Rabbi, remember Rabbi Loza B'Rib Shimon was the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai was the Talmud of Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva was the ultimate Moser Torah, because all the other Chacham unfortunately passed away during the period between
persecution.
Because of persecution. When did they pass away? Between the time of Pesach and Shavuos. Right. So the only Talmid Chacham that were left was Rebbe Akiva, and he was able to go and reestablish Torah by Klal Yisrael with these new, he had lost 24,000 Talmidim.
He started with five.
And he started brand new with brand new five, and that's why according to many, when the Yerushalmi brings the name Akiva, it doesn't bring with an Aleph like we have it in the Bavli, it has an Akiva with a Hey at the end. Of Zuyishtayt and Tzvah.
That's why when we want to restart something and make something good, we say, give me five.
Rim, that's the reason why.
Why is your Sami change it to a hey again? Because
he started
it again.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank
you.
Good. That's why you said give me five, because of Kiva interest. What did you say that?
Because we give me five, right. And that's enough.
You said 125th Street.
There is one. That the expression, give me five, I think, stems from that person says, if I want to be an Erlich Yid, give me the Chamisha Chumshe Torah.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay.
Yeshua,
yeah,
another
Yeshua.
I give up. Anyway, so let's get back to our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, we said that if you had a Chatas Oif and you did a Masa Oila, said the Mishnah, it's possible. The Gemara said, what was the Shinui? Was the Shinui in the Malika, instead of doing Eloi Avdil, he was Mavdil. So Gemara, okay, that's fine, and it's consistent with the previous parak, where we said by the Oilas Oif, if he was Mavdil, it's possible. Yeah, good. However, then we are excluding the Loik Reb Lazar Shimon, because Reb Lazar Shimon said that B'diyevet, it's kosher. So Oib Azoi, are you offended by that? Says Gemara, no. After all, already in the previous parak we said that the reason why an oidas oif, if you were mavdalit, if you, not oidas oif, by the chatas oif, if you were mavdalit, we said that it's possible, and we said it's the loikul of Rav Shimon. If you go back to the top of yesterday's Amid Beis, Samachay Amid Beis, third line from the top, Masis the loikul of Rav Shimon. In which respect? Said Rashi, Masisan on the fourth line of Rashi, Diktoni, Hivdil, the Malikas Chatos, Shemolka Bishnei Simonim, it's possible. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Says, Argimor, the Lake Rabloza, because Rabloza says, Mavdil and Shem Hivdil, it's possible. Ah, so the same Mishnah that we had in the previous parak says, the Lake Rabloza, Reb Shimon, and now our Mishnah says, the Lake Rabloza, Reb Shimon. So it's consistent. It's, if anything, it's Lishitosai. No problem. So what, I'm sorry, so why does that bother you when you're saying name it like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon? Says Yomara, it's because I could say like in the previous parak, and that makes sense, but I don't have a Rai Muchachas. It's not absolutely crystal clear from our Mishnah to like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Why loy? Loy meaning you don't have to say to like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, because he could be talking about the Shani Bahazor. Oh, he made a Shinui in the Hazor. Now, what means he made a shinui in the hazor? Zok to Gemara, shinui v'hazor. Remember, the chatas oif, you're supposed to do both a hazor and a mitzoy. What happens if this person only did a mitzoy and he didn't do a hazor? So now he made a fundamental difference in the chatas oif. Instead of doing with hazor and a mitzoy, he only did a hazor or only did a mitzoy. Ah, if he only did a mitzoy, then it would look very much like an oilas oif, you're only doing mitzoy. And that's what passels. That's according to everybody. So I don't have to say it's loy Kirub Lazar Reb Shimon. Everybody would agree that if you left out the
hazor,
you left out the hazor and you only did a mitzoy, thank you. So then this chatas oif looks like an oilas oif, and that's why it's possible. And Zokti Mahachanam Mestavra. And this is not just I dreamed it up. But it's the Mestava, this is Taka the Pshat. What's Mestava? Mediktani Seifa. Let's continue on the Seifa of the Mishnah on the Omer Aleph. Said Vaita, So'olimala kimase kulan psula. Seifa said that this chatasa oif, if you did it lamala, improper, right? You're supposed to do it lamata. If you did it kimase kulan, if you did like any of the previous masan that we said in the Mishnah, it's possible. Now, what that means, any of the masim, vafilo kimasa chatos, l'shem chatos. That even though he had in mind, kimasa chatos, this was, remember, the first case of the Mishnah, that he had the chatos oif, that he made it lamata, kimasa chatos, l'shem chatos, is kusha v'yusha. Now it's saying the same, but if you did it lamala, kimasa kula, with any of the foregoing cases, which would include even a masa chatos, l'shem chatos. Aha. So what's the din now? Says the Mishnah, it's also possible.
Why?
We'll go back to the Amidah.
So you're allowed to do shkita upstairs.
The well, first thing you can do, but not the blood, not the Avodah Sadam.
Right.
Oh, the, okay, got it.
You're giving away the Teretz. In the meantime, the Mishnah said that the Chatzos Oif, I saw in the Mala, if he did it in the Mala, Kimasekun, like any one of the foregoing Masim, it's possible. So now the question is, what was Kimasekulan, and what was the Yasol in the Mala? So, say vasol lamala kimasa kulan psula. Zok to Yomar, vafilo kimasa chatos shem chatos. So that's the Mishnah. So now the question is, deshoni b'mai. What change did he do? Are you telling me that he did the malika, which means he did it l'shem chatas, that was fine. However, he did it l'mala, and that's the problem. That's the problem that makes it possible, right? He made a masa chatas like a normal chatas, and he did it l'shem chatas. All of that is great. The problem is he did it l'mala. We're saying that it's possible. So, phrase my mind. But what's the problem? Ilema d'shani b'malika. That the problem by doing l'mala was that he was mishana in doing, instead of doing the malika down below, he did the malika up above, and that makes it possible. But omamar, this is what we discussed earlier. Malika b'chol mokim b'mizbeach is keder. That's not a problem. The mokim, the location of the malika, is fine. So why does the Mishnah say it's possible? El alav muzm doch zogn. The reason why it's possible is because I saw l'mala. What did he do l'mala? Shani b'hazor. Oh, the chatas, if you're supposed to do the hazor and the mitzoy, lamata. And he did it, lamala.
Why does it say about malika? What does to do the price of...
It had nothing to do with malika. 100% right. Take out malika. We're not saying... The Mishnah didn't mention the word malika, didn't mention the word mitzoy, didn't mention hazor. It just started with chatas. Oif sha'asor. He performed it. He did it. If he did it, lamata k'masi. Chatas, shem chatas, and it's kosher. And everything was punctilious, meticulous, gevaldik, the way it's supposed to be done. But then it said, "Asol lamala." If he did it, lamala kimasakulim with any one of the other masim that we spoke about. No, with any one of those masim, that would include kimasachatos, l'shem chatos. It's possible. So, what's the reason for the psul? Because he did it lamala. So, what did he do lamala for heaven's sake? Mm-hmm. So it's all for heaven's sake. They would bring the l'shem. So, what did he do lamala? If you can tell me, asol lamala means he did the malika lamala. That's not a problem. You're allowed to do a malika anywhere in the azor, anywhere in the mizbeach. And that's a grace of mala that you can do it up, you can do it down, you can do it any way. You have to be standing, you can't be sitting. But any way you want, standing on the mizbeach, next to the mizbeach, far from the mizbeach, but something, bedarim, wherever you want to do it, it's not a problem. So why is it possible? So it cannot be talking about the malika, it must be talking about the hazor. Oh, zukti mara, elav deshani bazor. And that was the problem, because that has to, in fact, be done down below and not above. It's the olas ha'oif that you do above. And therefore, if he was mishana in the location of the hazor, instead of doing it lamata, he did it lamala, that's what passes. Oh, umid ha'seif bazor. So clearly, in this case of the Mishnah, what was the shinui? The shinui was in the hazor. So Reisha Nami, presumably in the beginning of the Mishnah, when we said that he was mishana in the masa chatas by doing a masa oila, presumably that's all to talking about bahazor. And if that's the case, everybody agrees to that, even Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, so we don't have to say that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the malika that he made a change. Over there too, he made a change in the hazor. And therefore, says Zimor, and then our Mishnah could go like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. Says Zimor, what you said is correct. But me the area, don't bring a raya from the sefer to the resha. Hakadisa. Let's stay with our original pshat, says the Gemara, that Reb Blazer Reb Shimon is not our Mishnah, or our Mishnah is not like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, because the first case in the Mishnah, in fact, is talking about the Malika. And what was the change? Not in location. The change was in the form of the Avodah. Instead of doing a loyavdil, he was mavdil. And that's why it says in the Mishnah that it's possible. Ayur Blaz Reb Shimon says that it's kosher. Masis and Klanker Blaz Reb Shimon. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. And you're right, in the second case, which we just referred to, that's talking about a Shini Hazor. Mom, how can he work here, sir? You think every single word of the Mishnah is consistent? We're talking about the same case? No. Beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the Malika, and later on in the Mishnah is talking about the Hazor. Okay, fine. Now the Mishnah, now, although the Gemara leaves it as kind of 50-50, you can learn either way in the Reisha. Either Mishnah is talking about Malika, or that the Reisha is talking about the Hazor. But as we'll see in the next Shtikl Gemara, the Gemara is going to assume that the reason why the Gemara answered at the end, that the Gemara in fact does hold Lamaisa like the beginning of the Gemara, like the Havamina, that the Havdalah, that the shinoi that he made in the reisha of the Mishnah was not a shinoi in terms of the hazor and the mitzoi, but it was a shinoi in the malika. And what was the shinoi? That he was mavdil, not like the Torah says lo yavdil. I, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, holds that b'diavad that's kosher. Masis and the like Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. So therefore, the beginning of the Mishnah talking about Malika. I'm only repeating this two or three or four times because it's going to be very important for the next Shikrinua. So now we continue on. We finish with the Chatzos Oif and now on to the Oilas Oif. And remember, Oilas Oif, we said the same thing. That if he did everything perfectly, lemala, and he did it kemasa oila, and he did it with machshav and oila, that's all kosher. But what happens if he did an oila kemasa chatos? Says Amisha, then it's possible. Now the question, of course, is like Rashi said, the shani b'mai. Back Rashi in the Mishnah, remember, said what was the shinoi vis-a-vis this chatos oif that he did it kemasa hu oila. Are you telling me that he made a change in the Malika? What would be the change in the Malika? Here we're talking about Oilas Oif, where you're supposed to be Mavdal, and here he was not Mavdal. In other words, he only did one of the two, Simonim, not both. So if you mara vaita, Miritoni Sefer. Since the Sefer says, Kulon ein metam in the base of Bliya, Mayal Behen. I don't remember seeing those words in the Mishnah, Kulon ein metam. So guess what, Rabbi Isai? Go look ahead, seven lines, eight lines. Oh, that's the Sefer. In other words, in the times of Chazal, it was considered to be one long Mishnah, maybe earlier editions before they came to the modern editions of the Gemara, maybe they were together. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Kulan Ein Metamin Bebesabliya Umayalin Behen. That means all of the foregoing cases in the Mishnah, whether you're talking about the Chatzos Oif, whether you're talking about the Ma'al, the Matzah, Mishr, Shalal, Yishma, Yol, Yishma, Aali, the Aali Gutazachin, and Nuchtim the Oilas Oif, all of the cases in the Mishnah where unfortunately the Mishnah said Pasul, in any one of those cases, if afterwards the Kohen ate from that a Kazayas or a Kebeya from that Oif, it's not Metama Bebesabliya. What does that mean it's not Metama Bebesabliya? We're all familiar, of course, with the concept of an animal that becomes a Nevela. How does an animal become a Nevela? By expiring, by dying. Or he didn't have a shechita, or even had a shechita, but it was an improper shechita. Why was it improper shechita? The kohen, not the kohen, the shoichet botched up, he made a mistake, it was not a good
He wasn't so sharp,
very good. Anyway, bottom line is, what's the din? Then it's nevela. What's the din of nevela? A nevela is metama b'maga u'b'masa. If you touch a nevela, then, if at least a kazayis or more, you become tame. Same thing if you go and carry a kazayas of a nevela, you become tamei. What happens if you have the same thing by fowl? Lemushel, you go into the store and you find there on the shelves, it says here, kosher chickens, here non-kosher. And you pick up a Purdue chicken. And then when you pick it up, you embraced it and you hugged it and you kissed it. So you would say to yourself, you just touched nevela, now you become tamei.
No.
Why not?
Haftar
is only metame bebei sabliya. Bebei sabliya means that when you eat it, and not only when you eat it, if you put it in your mouth and then you spit it out, it's also not a problem. But when you swallow it and it goes down, whether or not after that you say, even if you didn't say you say, oi, I just ate it, masa, it's metame sabliya, and the person becomes tummy.
And they've begun him too, actually, right?
That's Matam the Begonim as well. Okay, but that's not Negeta. What do you have to make a bracha for? Do you have to make a bracha?
It's a hard thing to swallow.
It's a hard thing to swallow. Okay. Hey. Now, remember, every single Malika Sa'oif, the Torah is Machadish, a tremendous Shechita. There was no Shechita over here. You just killed it by piercing the back and doing the Malika. So then, it should have the din of Nevela. The Torah was Machadish, the same Torah Kadosha that said if you did this outside the Beis Hamikdash, we throw you out of the Beis Hamikdash and outside of the Beis Medrash. What are you doing? You're eating the veil. If you touch a shekel, then you also become tari. Yeah. But anyway, so he would normally be thrown out. Here, by Malika, if it's a chatas oif and it was done properly, then not only is there no problem in the veil, it's a mitzvah to go and eat. It's part of the kapora, as you say, for the karin. So then you're supposed to eat it. But what happens if you botched up in the Malika? How did you batch up any one of the cases of our Mishnah that said that it's parcel? Why is parcel with a malu or a matu, whether shalishma or shalishma, whether it was done with a yom, the havdala, una havdala, mita mitzi, una mitzi? Point is, if you messed up, says the Mishnah, kulan ein metamin the base of liya. So the Malika, although it didn't help to establish this for being a kosher carbon, it became parcel one way or the other. Nevertheless, it's not metam base of liya. the Achiezer, that's Rabbi Chaim Oizer Grzhensky, is medayik from our Mishnah that it's still nevela and you're not allowed to eat it. The Kahanim should not eat it. As soon as they hear that it's nevela, that the Malika or whatever was not done properly, they should go and say, foy, and get rid of it and not eat it. If they did eat it, they will be over on an Isser of eating nevela. But nevertheless, it's not metame bebei sabliya. Because after all, it will be an Isser nevela. The Mishnah should go and say, the kulon ein behen Isser nevela ve loy b'achilasa ve loy b'tamasa. It's from our Mishnah's Masha, the achila Isser still remains. But there's no tumah. Okay. All of that is fantastic. The ikar focus is going to be on the next two words. Umayalin behen. The din of me'ila applies. What does that mean that the din of me'ila applies? That, for instance, if you're talking about a chatas or oif, the chatas has the din of me'ila until you do the malika. Once you do the malika, if you did the malika properly, then the isra me'ila falls away. Why would the isra me'ila fall away? Because now it's mutal kahanim to eat. Once it's mutal kahanim to eat, if a zor were to go and eat or have a no'ah from it, state, what would normally be the case, it would not be a din of me'ila, and it would be kusher, and it wouldn't be kusher for the zor, it would be kusher to eat for the kahanim, but no din of me'ila because it's no longer kodesh l'shamayim l'gvoya. A kodesh baruch kaviyachle said, okay, I took away my rights, now you kahanim, you can go and eat it. So there would not be a din of
Is it
the Malika that's Matiri, the Bismila or the Zrika, the Mitsui?
The whole thing, the Gansa, they're doing it properly.
You know, you said Malika, you said, I thought from the moment of the Matiri.
The reason why we're referring to that because the Tumas Beis Abliya certainly is unrelated. Do you agree that that's unrelated to the Azom and the Mitsui?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's related to the eating. And since you botched up in the Malika, that's why it's not Metama Beis Abliya. I would have thought that it's Neveil and it's Yom Etam Beis Abliya. The Mishnah, no, even though you made a mistake in the Malika, look at the Rashi in the Mishnah, fifth line down below, the Kulan Alpha Pishan Ifsil Ben Likasan, the Tarasim Idei Neveil. Okay? So now the Mishnah continues, and the same thing applies, that if you made a bad Malika, so I would think, okay, maybe the same Halacha applies, that even though it's not a kosher carbon, but maybe the Issa Me'ila goes away. No, the Me'ila stays there. The Me'ila is there. And therefore, if a Zohar were to have a Noah, he's over Me'ili, he has to bring a Korban Hashem Me'ila. Okay, that's all great. Now, if you skip two lines in the Mishnah continues on, Oilasa Oif Sha'asa'a Lamata, Kimasi Chatas Lashim Chatas. You have an Oilasa Oif, he did it Lamata, Kimasi Chatas Lashim Chatas. What did it say in the Mishnah about such an Oilasa Oif? That it's possible. Why is it possible? Number one, you did it Lamata. Number two, you did a kemasa chatas. And number three, you did a l'shem chatas. So three strikes and you're out, it's possible. Nevertheless, although Rav Lezer says me'alimba, which is consistent with a first halach me'alimba, Rabbi Shua says, ein me'alimba, there's no din of me'ila. That would seem on the surface to be inconsistent with the Reisha. In other words, although the Reisha said, oh, me'alimba, even though you botched up, not even though, because you botched up, there's a din of me'ila. Here, the oilas oifu you botched up. Lemata, chatas. The Rishur, amen, but there's no din of me'ila. It still works, so to speak, to take away the Isser Kodesh and amen. We have to understand what the difference is between the Reisha and this Rishur, and that's going to be the focus of our Gemara momentarily. So let's go back again. Oilas oif, back to the Gemara, which we were up to in the middle of the Gemara. Oilas oif. What does it say in the Mishnah? That if he was Mishani, then a Masa Chatos, he was Mishana, it becomes possible. The Shani B'mai, what was the Shinu? Ilem the Shani B'Maliki made a Shinu in the Malika. In other words, the Oilas Oif is supposed to do both Siman. And the Chatos Oif is only women, one Siman. And that's what his Batshup was, that he only did one. Zoki Mora, Oibazoi, Miniktoni Seifa Kulan in Metama Beisabli, and the Yalin Mehen. That's the Mishnah that we were just learning down below, right? The first part of the Mishnah. That each one of them that we said, Kulan, all the cases of the Mishnah that we had before with the Shem Chatz, Shem Oila, Kemasachat, Kemasachat, all of them, what's the din? Not Matam Beisabliya. Or Me'alben, however, the Me'ila Halacha still applies. So you want, Nevet Leik Rabbi Shua. L'choyre, that first part of the Mishnah does not shtim with Rabbi Shua. Dik Rabbi Shua, Omar, Ein Me'alin. Rabbi Shua said 4 lines later, that if you have the case of the oilus oisha oslamati masa chatashim chatas, there is no din of me'ila. So Ibazoi says the Gemara, that all relates to Malika. But by Mitze it will be different. Why does that all relate to Malika? What do you mean? So Rashi explains very, very beautifully that the reason why Rabbi Shua holds Ein Le'Alenba is because what did he do by the Oilas Sa'oif? That's, remember, that's the case in the third, fourth line of the Mishnah. The Oilas Sa'oif that he did was, he did it Lamata Kimasa Chatas Tashim Chatas. Now, what would be a Masa Chatas if you're talking about Malika? Oilas Sa'oif, you're supposed to do the severance of two simanim. He did Kimasa Chatas, he only did one simen. And he had in mind the Shem Chatas. And he did it Lamata. Says Rabbi Shua, you know what you've done? You've converted this Oilas Sa'oif into a Chatas Sa'oif. Mm-hmm. How did you convert it to a Chatas Sa'oif? Because although Alts Oilas Sa'oif, you're supposed to do two simanim, and what did he do? He did one. So as soon as he did that one simen, and when he continued doing it, Lamata, and he did it L'Shem Chatas, it's no longer Oilas Sa'oif, it became a Chatas Oif, an automatic conversion. You didn't have to toivel this in the mikveh to convert it, but it became automatically converted into a Chatas. This is only, however, if you're talking about the Malika, but not if you're talking about the Mitzoy. Why not? Because if you're talking about the Malika, all he did was, then he did both Simon. So let's take a look at the Rashi Elba Mitzoy. That Rashi is two or three lines higher than the Mishnah. The Rashi Elba Mitzoy. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't argue if you're talking about the Mitzvah Hadam. The Tama, what's the Tama of Rabbi Yeshua that said, Ein Mui Alin Ba, it's Kerav Adad the Omar. We're going to have this Mitzvah tomorrow in the Omar Aleph. Oy Mahar Yerub Shua, Oy Lasso Oyv Shaso Lamata, Kimase Chatas Hashem Chatas, Nimshaches means it gets schlepped, Mishem Oyla, it's no longer an Oy Lasso Oyv, Venasis Chatas Oif. That Oilas Oif has now been automatically converted into a Chatas Oif, since he did everything like a Chatas Oif. He did a Lamata, Kimase Chatas, Shem Chatas. Bahaitama Lekalameimar, that halacha that we're saying, Aliba de Rabbi Shua, that this Oilas Oif has been converted into a Chatas Oif, is only Elikirishoni ben Malika, when he made a change in the Malika. What's the reason Vosep is? Kim Farshler of Ashley Kaman. We're going to have this Mitchum tomorrow. Shim de Oyla Tzri Cheshnei Simon, as we know. Vachatzis Ksheira Bissimenachet, as we know. So therefore, Malika's Oyla Sa'if Lamata Lessa Ze, he's not supposed to do it Lamata Lessa. You're not supposed to do an Oyla Sa'if Lamata. You're supposed to do it Lamala. So Ze Shemolka Lamata, this person who did the Malika Lamata. Ulashem Chatos, and he had in mind for a Chatos, Besimon Rishon, Hishlam Ba Kol Masa Chatos. Although he shechted both Simonim, as long as he, since we're talking about that he did it Lamata, and he had in mind Lashem Chatos, as soon as he finished his first Simon, shechting that, takes another quarter of a second, millisecond to go and shech the second one. But as soon as he finished doing the first one, boom, we now have a full-fledged Masa Chatas. Raficha yotzes aba mishem oila, benasas chatas, behav yechatas oif, she'asoa lamata, kimati chatas, mishem chatas, she'ein ba me'ila. Ah, that's the reason why Reb Lezer says, by the oilus, it was an oilus oif. He brought him to the Beis Midrash, he said proudly to the Kohen, this is an oilus oif. And the Kohen did it Lamata, Kimase Chatos, Shem Chatos, says Rabbi Yeshua, not only in Mi'alim, but it becomes converted into a Chatos Oif.
Ola the Shem Balam?
That's, our Gemara doesn't
go into that.
How could it be? It's
Ola
the Shem Chatos. It was
Ola the Shem
Balam.
That we'll have to see Mishum tomorrow. But for our purposes today, why in Mi'alim? Because it becomes a perfect Chatas Oif.
And a Chatas if we didn't do a Chet.
We're assuming the Moshel, if the person was a person who did a carbon oil of the Yoided, and he's doing both, number two, and he's bringing both a Chatas Oif and Oilas Oif. He has to bring both. Okay? The first and second one happened if you brought a Fakert. Metzeshem, all of that is going to be discussed tomorrow. But today we're talking about that he brought his chatas oif, the shem chatas. So now, although this was the oilas oif, since we did, even though the maisa of the malika was both simonim, he was mavdil. But nevertheless, as soon as he did that first simon, and he continued doing all of the rest of it, kimasa chatas, the shem chatas, ein bami. Aval heich the malika loishani umolka lamala. If, however, he didn't make a change in the malika, but rather he went and took this oilas oif, and it was molka lamala, lamala meaning on the kevish, where you're supposed to oilas oif lamala. Ukimasa oila, and he went and taka did both simanim, and he did a mitzui just like the oila. Sulenim shachas b'shinui to mitzui. He would not. You wouldn't say if the shinui was in the mitzui, then you wouldn't say that the oilas oif gets converted to the. When do I say that? Only if at the malika. Outset, b'shas the malika, he did two simanim lamata. Oilas oif is supposed to be lamala, and he did it lamata. Guess what? As soon as he did the first one, we will say, oh, stop for a second, or at least halachically stop for a second. You did now a good malikas achatas. What did you have in mind? I had in mind for achatas, a vada. See, even though he continued doing the second simon as well, that's gunish, because at the time of the first simon, according to Reb Yeshua, it gets established as a chatas oif. So now when he continues doing it as a chatas oif, kemasa chatas, l'shem chatas, it's a kushra korban, and that's why ein mi'alim ba. However, if he started off with his malika up above, kemasa oil, and he taka did the malika on both, simanim, oi, now it's already too late, said Reb Yeshua. You're not going to go and be moishech it and schlep it and say that it becomes a chatas oif, the shinei b'mitzoi. Now, what was the shinei b'mitzoi? Our Gemara didn't explain. So here Rashi explains shinei b'mitzoi is shalei mitza elehiza kidin chatas lemata lemehevi chatas oif. The shinei was that normally what he's supposed to do with a chatas oif, he's supposed to do both a hazo'ah and a mitzoi. What happened over here? Shaloi mitzah. He didn't do a mitzoy. He only did a hazah. So once you're only doing a hazah, then you see immediately that that's a chatas. Because by an oila, you don't do a hazah, but an oila, you go and do a mitzoy. Here he didn't do a mitzoy, he only did a hazah. He didn't chatas. And our Gemara will hold that mitzoy ain't a ma'akid. It's like the shvicha shirai. Right? We discussed that a bit yesterday as well. Okay. What have we accomplished with all of this? Getting back to our Gemara yet again. The Oyla Sa'oif. What happens to the Oyla Sa'oif? He made a shinui. He made a kemase chatas. As a result of doing the masse chatas, what happens? It became possible. Frey Timara, what was the shinui? Ilaim the shani ben malika. Are you telling me that he did a malika sa'oif and he did that like a masse chatas? That he only did one instead of two simonim? Meritani Sefer, since the Sefer, meaning the beginning of the next mission, says, Kulanei Metava Beisamliya, Umayalim, and that there is a din of Me'ilah, Neima to Loik Reb Yeshua. L'choyre then, this Mishnah, as well as the Sefer, the continuation, can't go Reb Yeshua. Dik Reb Yeshua Omar, Ein Mayalim. Reb Yeshua said that if the mistake was in the Malika, then there wouldn't be a din of Me'ilah. So if you're telling me in the Mishnah, Oy Lesa'oif, that he went and did the Malika, Sha'asa'a, Kimase chatos. What was the masa chatos to shoni ben malika? What was the malika that instead of doing the two simon, he only did one simon? So what are you going and telling me? Says our Mishnah, kulan me'alin mehem, there would be a din of me'ila. L'choy, that's not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua says, in another five lines, ein me'alin ba. So it cannot be, because if you're doing a masa malika, where I can be toilet, it's taka true, it was called an oile sa'oif. However, if I did only one of the two simanim, just, or even if I did both simanim, says Rabbi Yeshua, as soon as you did simon one, lemata, everybody says, oh, this must be karmachatas, because Malik after the lemata, he did a lemata. And he continued doing all the other masim, like a chatas, a shem chatas, says Rabbi Yeshua, it's not kosher, but ain't me'ala, but there's no dinam ila. But our Mishnah said, it's the other dinam ila. So it must be that since our Mishnah said there was a dinam ila, that the change that was made was a changing not in the malika, it was a change in the mitzoy. What was the change in the mitzoy? That this was an oila sa'oif And therefore, what do you do with an oidah? So if you only do mitzoy, what happens if he did kemasa chatos, that he did a hazor and not a mitzoy? Ah, so that's why it says in the Mishnah, my alin behen. Because even though Rabbi Yeshua says that if you messed up by the oidah so'if and you did a lishim chatos, ain't my alin behen, that's only if you messed up in the malika. Well, did you do the mess up in the malika? That you did the oidah so'if lemata? Oi, oi, oi. And what's the din then? Says Rabbi Yeshua, as long as you only shechted, well, not only, as long as, as soon as you did that first simon, and you did it l'shem chatzis, and you did it l'mata, and then what happened then? Ein me'alan ba, there's no din me'ila, but that's only if there was a mess up in the malika. But if the mess up is in the mitzvah, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that me'alan behen. So al karchach, since if we want our mishnah to go, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, and say the Mefarshim, we always want to zetzayin like Rabbi Yeshua, as opposed to Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer was Shemuti. Who is all the Mefarshim? Look at the Rashi, the fourth wide line down below. It's Yasim and Mitzvah. So Mitzvahim and Rabbi Yeshua, Mishim Rabbi Lezer Shemuti. So we prefer if our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yeshua and not like Rabbi Lezer, if we can. So getting back to our Gemara Nachamu, so what's the bottom line? The oidah so'if that we said in our Mishnah that you did a kemasa chatos, and therefore it's possible. And we said, me'alan behen is talking about as a din of me'ila. If we want that part of the Mishnah to shtim like Rabbi Yeshua, it must be that the shinu was not in the malika, the shinu would be in the mitzvah. Because if the shinu was in the malika, then what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Then there's no din of me'ila. Why is there no din of me'ila? Because as soon as you do that first simon, we immediately say, oh, you did a lamata, so it's a chatas. So the oil gets converted into a chatas, and that's why there's no din of me'ila. But you don't say that l'gabi the mitzvah. Once you already messed up in the malika by doing the malika improperly, or whatever you did malika, forget about whatever you, whether you did right, you did wrong. But if the problem was the mitzvah, oh, then everybody would agree that me'alim meant. So since we want the Mishnah to shtim with Rabbi Yeshua, we're now going to say that the mess up that we spoke about in the Oyla Sa'oiv is talking about that they messed up in the Mitzvah. What was the mess up in the Mitzvah? Like Rashi explained, that Shaloi Mitzvah Elahiza. So the Shinu was such a Shinu that didn't do the Mitzvah at all. They only did the Hazah. Oy, you're doing an Oyla Sa'oiv and you're doing a Hazah. Oy, 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 that's terrible. There's no such thing as azar by an oila sa'if. Ah, so that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ema sefer. So let's continue on. And now the same sefer that we quoted before, oila sa'if, that's the next Mishnah. Oila sa'if, she'so, l'mata, kemase, chatzah, v'shem chatzah, reblezah, oima yalemba, rebishua, oima, eima yalemba. Now again, what was the shinoi that he made? Zekti yimora, nishoni b'mai, right? She'so, l'mata, kemase, chatzah, what that shinoi, the oila sa'if, that he said, kemase, chatzah, ilayma b'mitzoi. Are you going to tell me that the mess up was in the mitzvah? Ema de Rabbi Yeshua the Shani ben Malika. That's when Rabbi Yeshua holds that ein me'alan ba by the Malika, right? Because then we say that the first simon, as soon as you did the first, we said that that was a chatzos oif. However, over here, we're not talking about the Malika, we're talking about the mitzvah. So, ema de Rabbi Yeshua the Shani ben Malika. When did Rabbi Yeshua say ein me'alan ba if you change the Malika? But not if you change in the mitzvah. The mitzvah mi'amar. The Ella Muzlach sang that that case is talking about a Malika case. Ah, so if that's the case, says Igmara, Reisha v'seifa b'malika u'metziyasa b'mitzui. Reisha meaning back to the top of the Amid, where we went back and forth, and the Igmara said, me the iria hakid isva hakid isa. And therefore we said that the Igmara is concluding that in fact the Reisha of the Mishnah is the loiker of Blazer of Shimon, and the Shinu was taki in Malika, not like Blazer of Shimon. Ah, so that was talking about Malika. Now this final case, which we just quoted, the Oyla Sa'osha Salam Matzah, says Rabbi Shua, Eim Yalimba. Why? Because he made a change in the Malika. And Metziyasa is referring to the Kulan Eim Matama Beis Abliya Me'alim Behem, which means all the earlier cases in our Mishnah. Why would there be a locha of Me'ila, even according to Rabbi Shua? Because there the change was in Mitzui. So are you telling me that the Reisha, the Mishinoi was in Malika? The Seifa, the change was in Malika? And the Metziyasa was in Mitzui? And yes, Reisha was in Malika, Malika, Metziyasa, and Mitzui. It's not my best way of learning, but al karchach, since I would prefer learning like Rabbi Yeshua, and since I'm happy with learning that our mission is the Loik Blizzard of Shimon, which would be consistent with the previous parak, that's how we have to learn. Malika, Mitzui, and Malika. And then we start the new Mishnah, but we've already learned half of the Mishnah. The Kolani Metama Beisabliya Umayalim Behem, all of the previous psulim that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that he messed up from the Oila to the Chattas to the Oila, all of them, even though he messed it up, and therefore this is not a kosher carbon, but he Metama Beisabliya. No din of tuma that you would normally find by a nevela
of tuma.
Nevela soiftar. However, there is a din of me'ila. Why is it din of me'ila? Since you didn't remove the me'ila iser by doing a proper set of avoidos, you did it wrong, you messed up. So therefore, me'alim ben is a din of me'ila. Chutz, with the exception of chatas hu oif shaso lemata kimase chatas l'shem chatas. That was the very first case in the Mishnah, where we said he did a perfect avoid the way you're supposed to do. Then, of course, then...
everything's kosher and yasher.
And since it's kosher and yasher, there would not be a din me'ila. So that's the chutz, right? So that's all very straightforward.
That was the initial case. The
exactly. Where the Torah said with the introduction. Now, what happens? The oiv sa'oiv sha'sol lemata kimasi chatzot ha'shem chatzot. What's the story over there? We have machloi between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar oymoy alenba, since you messed up, this is an oilus oif, and you messed up three ways. You did a lamata, you did a kemase chatas, you did a lishem chatas. So then you never removed the iser me'ila that attached to the oilus oif, and therefore me'alenba. Rabbi Shua says, no, ain't me'alenba. And like Rashi explained, based on tomorrow's moment of Adam, it's Rav Ashi, it's talking about over here that the shinui that he made was that by the oilus oif, shaso lamata, he taka did lamata, and he did a kemase chatos, wins kemase chatos, even if he originally did two simonim. However, as soon as he did that first sim, since his location is lamata, so that certainly looks like a chatos oif, and he continued doing kemase chatos in terms of the hazor mit the mitzvah, and he kept on having in mind l'shem chatos, says, to be sure, you know what you've done? You have unwittingly and unconsciously converted this oilus oif to a chatas oif. Once it's chatas oif, there's no din of me'ila anymore. But that's only because he did it by the malika. Because by the malika, then you can say, stop the presses after that first malika simon o echad, even if he did the second simon. But as soon as he did the first simon, oh, it's a chatas oif. You're doing it lamata. Yibaldik. And therefore, a me'ila.
So Yeshua has to hold like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, because he says that if you were mavdil, but you have it, it's still kosher. I mean,
we don't need that for the Gemara, and that's just going to confuse me and everybody else. Okay. So now we're going to have a dialogue back and forth between Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar is going to try to convince Reb Yeshua that there should be a din of me'ila. And Zok Tazay. Uma im chatos she'ein me'alin ba lishma. He chatos, if you did the chatos properly, and you did it lishma, ein me'alin ba. Why? Because he did a proper carbon chatos, and no din of me'ila. Kishashina Shema, however, what happens if you did it Shaloi Lishma? Then Mayalimba. Why? Because it's non kosher chatas. Not only is not Oli Balim Shem Choiva, it's apostle chatas. Then Avada, there would be a Din Me'ila. Why would there be a Din Me'ila? Since you didn't do it appropriately, the Me'ila Isser didn't go away. Right? Everybody agree. A chatas, if you did it Lishma, no Din Me'ila. If you're Mishana, there is a Din Me'ila. Oila shemi'alin ba lishma. What happens if you did an oila, perfect case of an oila? Guess what? It still remains with an isim ila, because the whole oila is l'shem shemaim. You put it on the mizbeach. We don't eat it.
Right.
So if you did a lishma, it's me'alin. Es kishina shishma and then shemi'alin ba. Now when you mishan Hashem, then the chavada there should be a din of me'ila. And that's our case. The oila so'if, you did it, you mishan it, you did l'shem chatos, avada should be ma'ala. And that's l'choyim makes sense. Rabbi Elazar's kavuchay. Omle Rabbi Shua says no. Look, him amris bechatas sheshine shma l'shem oila. Here by the chatas, when you mishana from the chatas to another carbon, you mishana tak l'shem oila, and therefore since you mishana l'shem oila, shekenesh shina es shma l'dover sheyesh boi me'ila. By switching from chatas to oila, what you've done is you've taken a carbon that normally would not have a din me'ila, and you mishan Hashem for an oila that normally does have a din me'ila, even if you did it appropriately. So that's the reason why we said that the chatas sheshine shma is a din me'ila. If you would switch from an oila to a chatas, you're going from an oila to a chatas, even though you're talking about Mishan Hashem, but the Mishan Hashem is to something where there's no din of me'ila. And so therefore, Zhaktach Rabbi Yeshua, that's why you started with an oila sa'oif. You did a lemata, l'shem chatas, ein mayalin ba, because you started off with an oila sa'oif. You're right. An oila is a much more difficult type of carbon to remove the isim ila because it's kula kol. But since he had a ma'il shem chatzis, which is a carbon where there is no ma'il if you do it appropriately, that's why if it was mashana, ain't me'alamba. Now that's all very, very good if you're going to go and talk about going from a chatzis to an oila. Omelir Blaise said, relate it back. Varikotchi kudishim shishachtam vidorim, shishachtam l'shem kotchim kalim yechichu. I'll prove you, Rabbi Yeshua, that you're wrong. How? Kachi Kudishim, like an oil which we're talking about. If you shechted it bedoroim, that passed it, right? Because all Kachi Kudishim have to be tzitzafoim. Here, gratitude when the oil is oif, which is anywhere, but he's talking about the principle. Kachi Kudishim sheshachted bedoroim. Vishachted the shim kachim kalim. And you shechted the shim kachim kalim. What's the din? You went and shechted it in the wrong place, and you had in mind for kachim kalim. What's the din? Yechichu. That what? Shekin shina es shemam, you were mishan as a kachi kudishim. The dover she'ain boi me'ilah, because kachim kalim don't have a din of me'ilah. That's why they're kachim kalim. Or me'alan behem, and there would be a din of me'ilah. Why would there be a din of me'ilah? Because since you started off with kachi kudishim, that have a din of me'ilah, even though you're mishan the shem for kachim kalim that don't have a din of me'ilah, but since you did an improper carbon, the din of me'ilah would continue to apply. So therefore, after altisma ala oila afal pisha shina shmo ledavish ein by meila, don't keep on pushing this point, Rabbi Yeshua, that even though he started off with a oila, which is always meila, but I was mishana to a davish ein by meila, which means a chatos shimaluba, that you're saying now that there shouldn't be a din of meila. Avada, there should be a din of meila, just like when you started with kachi kudishim that are intense meila. And you shech l'shem kachim kalim. What's the din? Even though you switch to davar she'ein bo me'ilah, there's a din of me'ilah. Even though you're mishana to something that does not have a din of me'ilah because you took my kachim kalim. But since you did it wrong, there's a din of me'ilah. So the same thing over here. Even though you went from an oila to a chatas to a davar she'ein bo me'ilah, there's a din of me'ilah. On the Rabbi Shua says, with all due respect to blessing, loy im amiz bekachi kudishim shachtem bedorim. You know what you did over there by kachi kudishim. When you have in mind kachim kalim, you're right. B'derech klal, there is no meila, but there is meila where by the emurin. So therefore, there is a shtickel meila, and that's why if you had in mind from the kachi kudishim to kachim kalim, and you messed up, then Me'ilah would continue to apply because it's Me'ilah in the Kachim Kalim as well. In which part? On the Eimurin. Toima bil Oila, when you're talking about the Oila Sa'oif in our Mishnah, Shashina Eshema, he's Meshan Hashem to what? To a Chatas Oif.
Nothing goes on the Mizbeach,
no
Bachatas.
No Eimurin.
Exactly. That's the reason why he says, Eimurin Alabah.
Beautiful.
That we've concluded the Mishnah. Thank you all for persevering.